Hello, and thanks again for a call to our Daily Inspiration Line. I'd like to talk to you about evil influences today. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." Be not deceived. This is something that many people are deceived on. God is instructing us that evil fellowship, evil connections, evil conduct, all these things that we expose ourselves to, they will corrupt us. Therefore, we must separate from all appearance of evil in order to protect ourselves from being destroyed. I like to picture ourselves at conversion, getting totally clean as the blood of Jesus washes us. As we by faith believe on the Son of God, we're made perfect and whole. And the blood of Jesus washes us freely. And God clothes us in a spotless white robe. And he tells us to obey him, love him, keep our eye on Christ. He tells us to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. God wants us to remember that he is a God of no neutrality. You're either for Christ or you're against me. Scripture says in Luke 11:23, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth." So I just want us to remember the scripture too in 1 Corinthians 15 that I opened up with. God says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." You know, the devil is a defeated foe for the Christian. We should not fear the devil. We should not fear evil. We should fear the God that has power over all these things. As Jesus warned us to be not afraid. Be not afraid of those that can destroy the body, but afterward have no power to destroy our soul. And he said, "I'll forewarn you whom you shall fear." And that's God. And that after he has killed, he has power to destroy both body and soul in hell. The evil communications of this world that are from the devil, they are ungodly communications. They are satanic communications, worldly, sensual, wicked, immoral, and sinful. You see, there's many ways that you and I can be influenced. There are evil associations. There are evil fellowships. There are evil friends, unsaved family, bad doctrine, watered down in lukewarm Christianity, the music and the books that you read, entertainment, all these things are influences, either for good or bad in your life. There is nothing that has no influence on your life. There's no way you can scan the dial of an evil radio world and think it won't affect you. There's no way if you're traveling and you end up in a hotel room or you're somewhere where there's a television, nobody else is there, and there's no way you can watch the smut and the filth and the nakedness and the sin and think you'll get away with it. It's going to affect the way you think. It's going to affect the way you act. And these actions must be repented of, brought under the blood of Christ, or they will corrupt us. Oh, but you say, "Well, I can watch a little. I can listen to a little. I do it for this reason or that." No, my friend, you're like that stupid fish. When I was fishing the other day with my little boys, I took them to a pond to go fishing. And we bait our hook and we throw it out there, and those big fat fish come up and they nibble on the worms a little bit, and then they swallow the whole hook, and I hook them and then I fry them in my pan. And I'm telling you, the devil dangles it, and it looks good, and you think you can nibble. You think you can fondle this world and its influences. But before long, it hooks you, and it drags you somewhere. And unless Christ's power comes and releases you, you will not escape. You can't escape. You know, it says that the evil communications of this world, they corrupt our good manners. You know, take the simple reality of your teeth. You can brush your teeth and clean your teeth. And they feel so nice. Your breath smells good. But as soon as you go eat something sugary and sweet, or you drink a soft drink, or you drink something, as soon as that sugar hits your teeth, there is a thing that grows in your mouth called plaque. And the dentist will tell you that plaque has to be dealt with, or it'll destroy your teeth. And this sugar gets on your teeth and the plaque grows on it. It's an association. It's called, the dentist would call it a plaque attack. And that's what this evil influence is. When you listen and you give yourself over to the evil influences, or you hang around them and don't fight against them, they attack you and they begin to surround you and corrupt you. You know, a man that's got a bad heart shouldn't sit around, you know, eating lots of greasy bacon and greasy fried chicken and all those high-fat foods. They'll kill him quicker. You know, when you have a farm implement or a tool that's not painted and you put it out in the weather and the little moisture hits it and it rusts almost overnight, that rust seems little, but it will soon enough rust it through and through to where it's nothing. The snow falls on the ground and we throw a salt on it and it melts it. And that's the same way it destroys the beauty of the snow. The sun will do the same to the snow. And we must realize that everything has something that destroys it, and our holiness and our Christianity will be destroyed if it's not protected. One little match starts in a forest, and it burns the entire forest. Thousands of acres can burn with a little wind in such a short time. Oh, my friend, be not deceived today. Evil communications will corrupt good manners. Let us purpose in our heart today to keep our ears, our eyes, all of our thoughts, all of our feet and directions and our actions and our hands in the right places so that we do not sin against the God that bought us with his blood. To be contaminated, to be infected, to be spoiled, to be poisoned by the evil communications of this world. Keep yourself in the love of God and look for the day of the Lord Jesus, which is soon to come. Well, God bless your day. Keep looking toward the hope in Jesus Christ. He is a friend to sinners. He's a friend to all that obey him. God bless your day.